the way we have written them, that the things that we're looking at for in candidates was knowledge of gender equality principles, practices and legislative framework, because there was no way that you will appoint a person who doesn't even have a clue on what the constitution says in terms of chapter 9 institutions, and also what is the act of OCGE. There's no way that you'll appoint a person for starters who must be a commissioner, must understand the legislation framework, so that you can know that that person is a suitable candidate to be appointed to be a commissioner. And secondly, the person must understand issues of gender equality. You have seen even yourselves when we're busy in the process that some candidates, others did have a clue, others didn't have a clue. So these are some of the things that we're looking at as and when we're interviewing candidates. Problem solving regarding conflict management. You know for the fact that CGE was bogged up by issues of conflict. You would have seen in newspapers whereby there was a lot in the newspapers. So we needed commissioners who are going to assist CGE to deal with a conflict in the institution, because that will bring the organization into disrepute. If there's a lot of conflict, you'll know that there's not stability in an organization. So you need to have commissioners who understand how to deal with conflict management. Teamwork and interpersonal skills, that one also is important, because as commissioners, they are a board. Ne? It's not a one-man show, but they are working as a collective. Whatever decisions that they are taking in the commission, they should agree, all of them. They should take decision in collective, as a collective, not a one person show. And motivation, you have heard among candidates when they were motivating themselves, who are they, where are they coming from, and why do they think they are suitable candidates to be appointed as commissioners. There you were even able to assess whether that individual has got leadership skills, because you know leadership skills and innovation, because when you know that CGE has got a challenge of limited budget, so there you need a person who've got leadership skills who will be able to do more with the little they are given as an institution. So those are the things that we're looking at as the committee. We are confident that they are all South African citizens. They are fit and proper. You have seen even during our interviews those candidates whom we got reports from state security with criminal cases and so on. Were given the opportunity to explain themselves. And those that, even if verification of qualification, those that maybe there was a discrepancy in terms of qualifications, you know, they were given opportunity also to explain on the qualifications if they were queried by the Human Resource Department when they were doing the verification of qualifications, and they were given an opportunity to explain. Some will tell us that, before I did this master's degree, I was not married, I was Grace Tseke, now I'm married, I'm Grace Van der Merwe. So those are the things. You know, candidates were given an opportunity to explain to the committee. And then with regards to promotion of gender equality, most of the candidates, those that did not understand what is gender equality, that is where all of us were able to identify and see what, this one doesn't have a clue. So therefore, that candidate would not be a suitable candidate, because it's a, it, this it promotes, there's a need for candidates to understand so that they can be able, as and when they go to the commission, they are able to promote gender equality. And then knowledge and experience, you would have seen some of them, they've got a knowledge that is, you know, very important for CGE. Hence, you would have seen, good, even if they are interviewed, they were able to also even educate us in some of the things. Issues of LGBTQIS, ne? QI plus, ne? Yeah, yonke leyo. Mina ngiyahluleka ukuyibiza kwase isikhathi, but it's fine. But masiyibhala phansi, sibhala right. We have learned a lot yesterday with regards to those issues. Even our attitudes and perceptions, I think we have repented, even if we're not understanding some of the issues. And we are happy that, you know, the lessons we have learned yesterday through those interviews, some of those candidates are going to do a lot and assist gender commission to come up with laws, policies that will help the country. And I think that is all, honorable members. Sound and mind. Yeah, I take it that most of the people that we've interviewed, they are sound. And obviously, you need people who are sober and stable, you know, so that they can be able to give direction and strategic thinking, you know. That's what is important. Because sometimes, you know, when you get board members or commissioners who doesn't understand what is their role, they end up dealing with operational matters, which does not, it's not their key focus. So, but when you have identified proper people, they will be helpful because they will understand what is their role as commissioners. And we're hoping, Buti, like last time, we've chosen candidates who are the best out of the best. And those are the candidates that we're seeing every day doing work, being friends of the court, raising issues. We're seeing them even in doing interviews, you know, in social media. We're seeing them. They're doing a lot of work. In fact, CGE now, even those of us who didn't know, what are they doing? But now, after we have appointed some of those commissioners who are seeing CGE doing a lot, even us as members who have appointed them, we're doing follow-up on them every day. We're checking on what is it that they are doing. Like yesterday, I was at night, I saw a video of one of the students in UNISA who was crying that she was sexually abused and so on and so on. And it's our responsibility also to check on what is CGE saying about all those things. There are many issues, honorable members. With those few words, I'll now give to our staff member, our content advisor, to give us the results as to what we've presented. Over to you, Tembagas.
Thank you, Chair. Good evening, honorable members. What we've done, we've listed the candidates from the highest number of votes up to the list, from highest to the lowest. So candidate 15 got 11 votes. Candidate 13, 11 votes. Okay, sorry. Okay, I'll start.
Number.
I'll start. Candidate number 15, 11 votes. Candidate number 13, 11. Yes. Candidate 37, 11.
Okay, from 15 is
37. It's 15. Candidate number 15 got 11 votes. Candidate number 13, 11 votes. Candidate number 37, 11 votes. Candidate number 38, 10 votes. Candidate number 76, 10 votes. Candidate number 75, 10 votes. Candidate number 79, I said 75 first, then 79, 10 votes. Then it's candidate number 58, it's 9 votes. Then candidate number 71, it's 8 votes. Then candidate number 70, it's 5 votes. Then it's candidate number 20, 4 votes. Candidate number 72, 3 votes. Candidate number 56, 2 votes. Then it's candidate number 43, 1 vote. Candidate number 88, 1 vote. Candidate number 69, 1 vote. Candidate number 65, 1 vote. Candidate number 85, 1 vote. And candidate number 63, 1 vote. What we also did, if honorable members want me to go through, we've also listed the top 10 according to the number. Then we sort of say this candidate is from which province and the gender and the age of the candidate, if members want that information as well.
Honorable members, the results according to the top 10. So the top 10 is up to candidate number 70. Ne? Okay. Let's get what is your view, a mover and a seconder, and adopt as a true reflection, or what? I can give you time to do that cross-referencing or cross-checking.
Are we recommending 10 names or 8?
We are going to recommend 10, but we are recommending 8. But remember, even last, we recommended 6. But and then when we got to the house, we said our top 6, we've got top 6 candidates. And then we recommended 4, the top 4. You remember, ma? To cater if one of them says, you are withdraw. Yeah. Or one of them, we are shown as so already our list. Yeah. Yeah, as the top 10 ends at number 70. Yes. Are we happy? Can I get your hands so that I can see if you are happy, Honorable Van der Merwe? Are you happy? It ends with number 70. Can I get your hand, Honorable Tembebayo? Okay. Honorable Seke is comfortable. Honorable Van der Merwe, she's happy. Honorable Velma. Honorable Velma is happy. Honorable Kaula. She's happy. Honorable Kaula. Honorable Tembewayo is happy. Honorable Maluleka. Happy. Honorable Mamstory. Honorable Maisela, I'm waiting for Honorable Stander to cross-check. While we are still waiting for Honorable Stander, can you, Chambers, tell us in terms of geographical spread, representation of people living with disability, LGBTQIA+, age, in terms of age, young, middle, and old, and what else? Geographical spread, I said it, ne? Mm-hmm. And in terms of continuity, in terms of continuity, and what else? Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm going to start with candidate number 15. She is from Mpumalanga. She's female. She's 49 years. Okay, sorry.
Not the name. I said geographical spread, LGBTQ, race, age, continuity. Yeah.
Okay. Candidate number 15. She is from.
Yeah, which province is
here? We've got Mpumalanga.
Yes.
We've got Western Cape. We've got Gauteng, we've got Free State, we've got KZN in terms of provinces. In terms of gender, we've got female, we've got male, we've got non-binary, like representing LGBTQA+. We've got people living with disabilities, we've got people who are seeking second term as commissioners in terms of continuity. The age, we have 49 year old, 36, 58, 37, 66, 68, 48, 32, 43, and 50. We've also tried, we were still looking at the year.
Yeah, the age.
Between 68
and 32. We've also looked at their questionnaires, whether they indicated that they want to be full-time or part-time. One, two, three. Nine of them said they want to be full-time. One said either full-time or part-time. And we're still trying to find a questionnaire for one candidate, so we're not sure about her. But the majority of them said full time.
Okay, thank you very much, Tembagas. That will be included also in our report. And what more? What is left? Honorable Stander?
Chair, earlier on I made the suggestion that we should just make sure that we've checked those names against the state security and the qualifications, now that we've narrowed it down to those eight, just as a double check. And I've done my reconciliation. I'm happy with the numbers as presented by the support staff. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you very much. Remember, the other things, vetting is going to be done by CVE itself, ne? The, the presidency. It's the presidency, not CGE. It's by the presidency. Because remember, it's the president who appoints. We are making recommendations. So the presidency must do the vetting. Yeah, we have done our part in terms of screening and verification of qualifications. And then presidency now, they'll have to do the vetting. You remember, Namos, ne? Yeah. I think so far we've done very well. And everyone is happy. We are hoping that these people, the people that we are recommending this time, remember those people, ne? We must check on them every day. We must hold them accountable because we have sat here as honorable members and we finished to do the work at 11:30 p.m. for 2 days. So it's not a child's play. So we can't appoint people and then they take those positions for status and not go do service delivery to our people. So we must check on those people if they are doing the right thing. And thank you, honorable members. Let's get a mover and a seconder for the adoption of our report now. I'm talking about the results. Are the results free, fair, and what? Unanimous. Oh, thank you very much. You are good, honorable members. You know, it's nice working with you, you know, because you make my work very easy, you know. Hey, but you are strategic thinkers, I find you.
Chairperson, maybe we need to do it officially that there's a mover, the seconder, and if there's objection, we also need to record it. It should be procedural. No?
Honorable.
It's not on record.
Okay, can I get a mover for the adoption of the results? Honorable Van der Merwe.
Chairperson, I formally move that we adopt the names as presented. The top 10.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable, yeah, Van der Mflambo, busy Kamalanko, Ms. Bong, Van der Merwe. You must say your name and surname. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mina, Liesel Van der Merwe, move formally that we adopt the names as presented, the top 10. Names as presented.
Honorable Tembewayo. Honorable Kaula, yeah. Honorable Kaula.
Mina, oh my God, Swungle Kaula, and Yatenda.
Thank you very much. The results are being. Is there any objection? But visitors are not allowed to object because they are observers. not a question and objection. Marisela, uti. Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. Let's get to our next item, which is our report. Tembakazi, you are here, ne? Oh, okay. Let's break for 10 minutes so that they can put the names, ne? Everything, even what we have said. Hello?
I just want to confirm, now that we've agreed as the committee on the 10, we are using names from now on. Thank you.
meaning they must read the names, ne? Sonkotu. Yeah, in we report it, yes. Yes, we report it, yes. Intoni? For 10 minutes, so that they can be able to consolidate our report. Yeah, we are breaking Mr. TV for 10 minutes.
Got the names?
I know a few of the names.
Got the names. Whose numbers are?
I know 58, I know 38. 15. 15 is... So it's not a rule.
It's a D-way. Stadium. From up on the ground.
With the savage.
The lady is just a cancer survivor.
That was first day.
Yeah.
We weren't here, that was first day.
That's the first day.
We only came in
the second
day.
Really?
She was better than
me. That lady. She's a good leader.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's gonna be now.
Okay, but you don't think he's okay.
Most of 58.
But seven of them.
But men should be spies. The chairperson came to explain to us and she had a meeting and so we just. But I don't remember all of them.
Nobody can put it up
because
yeah. It's been sold in.
Thank you. ask you about the community and then tell you like a bit of the experience. I could see your face. I could see your face. I'm going to you can see, she don't want to tell me how many girls she has. Exactly. So maybe, that's what I said. I'm not trying to do this. I'm not trying to push the relationship.
Yeah.
So it's so good. I'm thinking sort of the one that five, six, seven.
No, get out of here. Thank you. Yeah. Fire! 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 F Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to Thambeni. I'm using Zulu or Xhosa. That people, they send me a parliament, they are bold. So why am I speaking to you? I'm talking English here. For what?
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. Let's start. Let the TV on.
The TV on,
please.
But
I saw the screen. Don't you call any camera? But it is a lady in the
That's right. Okay, let's start. We present it. Yeah. You must remember, she must present it, and so that it can be, yeah, so that it can be recorded and answered. I mean, it will be ready into the answer once you as the chairperson table it in the National Assembly. For now, it's just for us to go through the pages and say if there's any changes. We are not reading it into the record here. We are simply saying whether we're happy with it as a committee. So we'll basically go page one, any amendments. You will formally table it in the House on Tuesday when you read it into the record for answer. Page one.
Thank you very much. In where it says paragraph one, the fourth line, if you can insert in terms of the Commission for Gender Equality Act. So just insert of, and then the fifth line, the committee remove as mandated to read, the committee exercise the necessary powers in terms of the rules of the National Assembly in execution of its functions. You see it? Line 5 and 6. Currently it reads, the committee, as mandated, exercised the necessary powers in terms of the rules of the National Assembly in execution of its functions. So we've exercised at least three times in that line. So it can just be reduced to saying that the committee executed its, you know, whatever. Just shorten that. Do you want me to propose a sentence? But you are the poet, Doctor. The committee, as mandated, exercised the necessary powers in terms of the rules of the National Assembly in execution of its functions. All we need to say is the committee exercised its duty in terms of the rules. But thank you. And then
Marisela, are you reading?
Diabolele Ntate. Then in terms of the okay, there's commas and things. Do you want me to get very technical? Okay, let me leave the commas, otherwise in full stops and what. In terms of the ATC, pay still page one. Under item two on page one, the line refers to the initial membership published in the ATC of 12 October. Then under the African National Congress, it indicates Ma Ngube Ndaba as chairperson. It wasn't ATC'd like that on the 12th of October. So chairperson needs to be removed from there. And, however, comma, on page 2, under committee meeting 3.1, you insert a line there to say the committee elected the chairperson on 24 October 2018 or elected Ma Ngube Ndaba to be chairperson on Ndondon. We are gone. So that's what I have so far in terms of what's just been handed.
On page 2, I'm not me. On page 2, and my initials are SS. My initials are SS. And then the same applies to the rectify the paragraph that starts with the changes in the EFF, the initial member representing EFF, that last, MS.
Thanks, Chair. First paragraph, the ad hoc committee.
Page one.
Top. The ad hoc committee, and you said in brackets, committee, to identify and recommend. I thought met to identify, something like that. Is it not met? Remove the other committee, use the word.
Yeah.
Is it not met to identify and recommend suitable candidates? Ad hoc committee. Ad hoc. Oh, here in the feders, yes. Yeah. Yes. Agree. And then okay, all right, I'm fine doing next workshop.
Honorable Maestela.
Substituted the committee with, because it should be the ad hoc committee was constituted to identify and recommend, instead of that committee in bracket. Yeah, and put constituted. The ad hoc committee was constituted
to
identify.
And you are done with page one, ne?
Mm.
Page two? I think who and a who Miss Kaula and a who and a but I never had a thing if you know. So we must remove the NA.
Yeah. MSN.
Doctor. I say on. Yes.
Is there anything wrong with when you deal with parliamentarians putting their names as honorable? It's just deliberately just maybe there's nothing wrong, but because they are parliamentarians already.
Because waphela asikaga aphelelwa ithembu la eParliament. Siyafuna ukuhlonishwa. Njoba nami sengu-professor nje, please.
Yeah, they'll correct it. Honorable Maisela? Mike, your mic is off.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Page what? Page two?
Page two, yes. The one starts with allow adequate time for civil society commentary. It should be allow adequate time for civil society to comment on candidates as well as providing adequate. Because if you say commentary, to allow commentary, it gives another connotation.
Are you done first, Mr. Honorable Maisel?
Modify the sentence, and the sentence is too long, by the way. It's just, I'm sure, if we could cut it down and make it reasonable.
I don't even see where we are writing, yeah? Honorable Stander, you want to assist us?
Well, the proposal I'd like to put is that last five-line sentence is reduced to this extension was to enable the committee reasonable time for the application process. For the application process, including civil society input, screening, and verification of candidates. Ka. This extension was to enable the committee to offer a reasonable time for the application process, including civil society inputs, screening, and verification of candidates. High application process. Fingerprinting, if you want to specify, because fingerprinting also caused a bit of a delay, but... So then perhaps including nomination acceptances, fingerprinting, civil society commentary, screening and verification, because it was a detailed thing, but at least it'll take us from five lines down to two, and we can save more trees.
Agreed. No, wait, on page two. Did you get that one, eh?
Chair, I want to ask on 3.3, on 22 January, the committee met for an update on the progress made in relation to filling of CGE commissioner vacancies. Was there a particular thing that the committee needed to be updated on, whether it is the number of applications received or whether the public participation thing? So,
yeah.
You know, because it's just... an update on progress made. What specifically did the committee meet for on that day?
Can I ask?
I think.
Can I? No, I just needed to say if we read further, if we go to other pages, there's enough clarifications on the advertisement and so on and so on. So we can't put that information on 3.3 because there is an elaboration about those matters. If we read.
Sequence of events must be reflected on the report. Yeah, and when I read the report on page, from page 2, 3.2, 3.34, yeah, I think those ones are right, ne? Yeah.
They are not right. If you have an acronym in a paragraph, like you did with CGE at the beginning, you use Commission of Gender and CGE, and throughout you are allowed to use the acronym. But in connection with SSA and HR, somewhere use write it in full and HR so that it can allow you to use the acronym further on.
Read papers too much. I don't see the first advert, which it wasn't there, it was on the 10th of December. I don't see it, unless in some of my eyes, no. Well, it should be the start. Actually, we started, the chairperson was elected, then we met to adopt the program, and then, why if I need to go page 4? Why any further now?
Sentence. Postponement of the led to the postponement, not postponement.
Yeah, on page what?
On page 3, the third sentence towards the end of the third sentence.
3.1.
Sorry, 3.4. Okay. The unavailability of a complete security screening report by SSA led to the postponement of the engagement with them. Or with us. That's SSA.
I think you're right in terms of the advert, because we are unpacking the events, but not informing the public to say the advent went out on this date. We are starting in the middle, somewhere in the middle, to say we have met, engaged on the progress in terms of the of filling of the vacancy, but we have not started in the beginning to say we have advertised. In terms of sequence of events, so advertise, yes, and these events, followed. we must fill in somewhere in page 1. You have started with committee meetings. It's a heading. Why can't we start with advertisement?
No, we cannot advertise before we have our committee meeting where we are agreed on the program.
Oh, okay.
Because we had the committee meeting where we appointed the chair yesterday, then we adopted the program. But then let's go back on that then.
What Honorable Maisela was talking about, the last sentence on 3.4 is the unavailability of a complete security screening report by SSA led to postponement of the engagement with SSA. I don't think we needed to engage the SSA, but led to the postponement of shortlisting, because we could not shortlist before we could get the SSA report.
Remember, there was a meeting that took place on the 23rd, where we were supposed to have been given a report by SSA, and they did not come on that day. Then I had to call the head the previous day in the next meeting, so that they can explain. We gave them another date so that they can come and present the report. But I think maybe it was not engagement with the SSA, but the SSA was supposed to have came to the committee to present a report on the screening.
An availability of reporting, of giving us that report, delayed our shortlisting process, because we could not continue with screening. I mean, shortlisting. Was it screening or shortlisting?
Again, it's long as the right again.
Yeah.
As you shown, what's the second option? Honorable Temba.
I think it delayed us in commencing the shortlisting process.
Non-availability of the SSA report led to the delay of the shortlisting.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's illocution. I'm starting a sentence. I'm trying to help Malula Guti.
Chair, we are still correcting the sentence. The unavailability of a security screening report led to the postponement of the shortlisting.
Sisalo, if I can make a suggestion, I think we will take a very long time because I'm also a bit of a grammar, you know, person who looks at every full stop and what and the order of words. If we're going to do that, I think we're going to be here very late. Instead of looking at, like I did, reducing five lines to two or whatever, let's look at the general content of that phrase. Is there, you know, a thing like the state security didn't bring the report, therefore the committee was delayed? That must be included, but let's not worry too much about how it's said, so long as that comes in. And so to ensure that the report is a true reflection of the sequence and actions and happenings is fine, and then I'm sure the ladies can sit with a fine tooth comb to change the orders of the word and to reduce where possible and to change the comma from there to here and to make sure that all of the acronyms, like Mum's Story is concerned about, all of these acronyms, at least in the beginning, once they first used, you know, throughout, they'll make sure that they here and after referred to as and don, don, don. So those micro things, let's pick it up, but I don't. If we are going to change every line and the word order, we might be here too long. I'm just suggesting we stick to the actual content that needs to be changed.
I disagree. Honorable Fanagre.
Okay, that's problematic because I was going to say the same thing. I was wanting to say that, remember, even if we look, for example, after Temba Kwayo, and that paragraph needs a full stop, but they, for example, they were only given 5 minutes to do this report. So I wanted to suggest where the members can take 5 minutes to read through the pages and just make sure that the content in the report is what they want. And then always what we can do is we can agree that the content is reflective of our process. And then tomorrow, once they've done the final editing, it can always be circulated to us via email like Sis Naliswa always does with our documents. And then if members want to make further inputs in terms of grammar or full stops, they can do so. But I think
Nina, you don't understand Parliament processes. This report, we must finish it. We must not even take that chance. Let's finish it today. Because tomorrow we're supposed to have a meeting to finish the report. Yeah. So let's finish it today so that whatever correction we are making, all of us are here and we are satisfied. Because it's only a few pages. It's unlike we have 20 of what If you look at page 6, it's names. And if you look at page 7, it's names again. Ne? And even page 8, it's names and something else. And page 9 and the last page, you know. So we will finish so that we do justice and we know what you are done with this report. Because tomorrow, tonight, if they submit it, we know what you are done. So the more you do this, it's the more you are taking time.
No, but Chairperson, I think maybe I was not understood. I'm not rephrasing the sentence, but I was saying we were not going to engage the SSA. Oh, I thought maybe you are arguing on this one.
Jolie. Yeah. Yep.
My concern is that all of us are going to edit one sentence in a different way. So exactly what Maluleke put in has to be included. But each of us will decide in a different way in what order those words come. So to do what you want to do and what we want to do, perhaps we go through the report, ensure it's a true reflection. Then some of the grammar editing people like myself and maybe Ntate and Dr. Poet, you know, who are, you know, fussing over full stops and word order, then we can sit, the committee can break, then we reconvene, and then when every comma and full stop has been done, so if the committee can look through it, say yes, the content is correct, then I'm happy to sit with and whoever else, and we go through line by line, comma, full stop, word order, and don, and then we come back and we say yes, agreed. But otherwise, if we all 11 of us are going to worry about the word order of each sentence.
No, let's not do that, ma'am. You are having the report. Read through your report and make comments where you feel that there's a need to rephrase or to change or whatsoever. The report is before us. We know exactly what is it that the sequence of events, we know what happened. And then you are just taking a grammar. It's not our mother tongue. So we'll be assisted with those who expect. You know, writing a report is not... Remember, when you write a report, somebody must proofread and edit. So, and this is done now. So we are here. Let's continue and do it. If you are, well, now you are done with all the pages, tell us where you have seen we must correct so that we correct it and not waste time. Yeah, read it through, you know, until the last page and tell us. We don't mind to go back. Dr. Maisela, where you want, you feel we need to rephrase, do the same. You know, there are those who read fast, there are those who read slow. Dr. Tembekwayo, Honorable Maluleke, Honorable Fanerverve.
I just would like to comment on page 3. Ne? When you read the date, you don't say on 23 January, but you say on the... Can you add the there on the date and throughout let it be the same so that it can read better all over the from 3 point from page 2 until at 3.8 there, and then the same applies to 3.6, the first sentence, on the 26th February 2019 the committee met for shortlisting of candidate.
The whole report, ne?
Yeah.
They will read it.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Leo, you can clean it on at your own time, ne?
Yeah.
Should I make content, concentrate on content? The report. Yeah.
Line by line, then I'm making conditions are confirmed.
But we have passed page one. You've already done it. No, the full stops. I said no. Concentrate on the content, details, please. Yeah, the other
chapter.
Inconsistency of on how they write the report. They must correct it.
On page 3.5, the committee met on the 19th February 2019 to consider the amended to adopt. I think we were supposed
to consider and amend
the program. Can you come again?
Mamsi, right, ma.
Yes, but I wanted us maybe to cancel as necessitated by delays in case. So it's
Yeah, because a report, we are not writing this report for ourselves. Mm-hmm. This report will be read by somebody else. Data tautology, we must avoid it.
Under 3.5, where it notes that the committee agreed on the need, okay, I'm not going to talk about grammar there, but the need to engage the Speaker of the National Assembly about blockages hindering the progress of the committee. It refers to correspondence received from Ms. Nare. Is it?
In fact, that part does not belong there.
Mm.
What we need to have is that you introduce a paragraph on all the correspondence that we received that came from, that came, for instance, Yalanare, you write it on a separate paragraph.
Under a heading, correspondence.
Yeah, well, correspondence that we received from the speaker. Eh? Actually, they were referred to us from, they were coming from the speaker. Unare didn't write direct to us. She wrote to the speaker. So there were correspondence that were coming from the former chairperson, because it's only her. Ne? I'm talking about that one, that she was specifically talking about us. Ne? I'm talking about the one specifically that was talking about us. Doing our work as the committee and taking decisions. If there's anyone who can assist, when you can look at that one, but how then do we put that one? And then other correspondence, remember, were just correspondence on the information. But that one, that was specific. Where Tuna wrote about the chairperson saying what was in the meeting and so on. Those ones, you don't write the whole detail, but you just say, the committee received the following correspondence and how did you deal with them? I'm saying they don't fall on this one.
But Chairperson?
3.5.
Uh-huh. Might I just make a plea in that regard, and that we don't make it a standalone section, because one will recall that when we deliberated on the matter, we said that it was not for the committee to deal with it because she had written it to the speaker. We read it and were made aware of it, but we referred it back to Parliament's legal services. So I would, because the thing is, once you reflect too much
on something that she sent us. So I'm just saying, don't make it a standalone section, but say that correspondence from Ms. Nare was referred to us by the Speaker. We considered it, and we resolved that the matter be dealt with by Parliament's legal services, as it was not within our scope to deal with her. So I'm just saying we can add a sentence, but let's not reflect too much on it, because we don't want to give her air.
I was reading 3.5. The committee met on the 19th of February 2019 to consider the amended program. Do those correspondence fall under the program?
It does fall under.
Nisho Bona.
Oh.
They must double check it. I follow up with that meeting of what? Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
So it's going to be, did you hear me? It wasn't on the record.
And after that sentence of deliberating on the correspondence and referring it back to the Speaker, we delete the committee agreed on the need to engage in what.
Okay. Better English to say, on the 26th February 2019, the committee met two shortlist candidates, instead of saying four shortlisting candidates.
When we went to meet the Speaker, it was the mandate of the committee. We asked the airman. When we went to meet with the Speaker, it was the mandate of the committee. It was the decision of the committee. The inconvenience of not receiving the reports of State Security and Human Resource reports. There were two reports.
As I said before, I'm questioning us. I don't think, with all due respect, that grammar, to the extent that we're changing it now, is wise, because they are going to clean up the report. So I'm saying, in my mind, we should apply just to see whether the facts are, that we're happy with the facts that are contained in the report, and then the cleaning up will be done tomorrow. I know what you are saying, and we've got different views, so that's all I'm saying. That stage, then we can still alert. So yeah, exactly. So by tomorrow morning, if I see, but there's one word I think that must be inserted, I'll alert Nelly. That is that's my submission. I think we must agree broadly that what is here we are happy with,
and that the cleaning up can happen tomorrow morning, and that when it's circulated to members in the morning and you see that there's something that you're not happy with, you can still alert Nelly before she submits in the afternoon. My honest submission.
Honorable Tembawayo.
Yeah, you know what? Given just some few minutes for them to compile this report, what we are doing right now, we are rendering their services as if they are not content advice or they are not good, which is not okay. They will be able to do their job. It's not their first time that they are doing this.
Mm.
Let's give them enough time as they are requesting to do it, and we definitely can do that.
Unfortunately, I didn't hear them when they were requesting. Did you request? Oh, okay. So, you know, it's not an Nina. Can't see it in the requesting. You can go through the report and tell us, are you satisfied or not, in terms of the content. All events are captured. Okay. No, I'm saying I just wanted to double check with them if that's what they want. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Okay, let's see. Dr. Maisa.
You always concentrated on the other side, you know.
Sorry. My apologies, Dr. Maisa.
We have only one page to go through and give them, and they can clean it up, but we would have put our input, which we could put in here. One page left, the rest is just names. Why should we postpone and postpone the same event just like that?
Imanikal. Oh, yes, it's something like that. You know what? Let's give him what he wants to propose.
It depends, madam.
Yeah, one night. Let's give him, Dr. Maisela.
I was saying we've got one page.
I said continue what you propose, what you want to put in, so that we can move on with the proposal. We are saying, let's read through the report.
Yes.
If everything that we have done since our establishment, ne, everything is here in this report.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this thing of us correcting grammar, let's leave it. They will do it. And then they will send the report to us so that if there are any mistakes, shortcomings or whatsoever, we'll then advise them that please put this to your report. Yabo? Because what is critical, the report must contain everything that we have done after we established it last year until to date. That's what you are saying. In terms of grammar, bo is, nabo e, nabo what, bona, we are saying to them there must be consistency. Yes, you are saying so that tomorrow in the morning or even tonight, it's a fit good thing, somebody, they are not like myself, I can work for the whole night. Tomorrow they will send it to us before they submit it to Parliament. Yeah, they won't submit it before they send it to us. But members must commit that in the morning they will check their emails. So by 9:30, all members would have seen the report and made their comments. Because if you want to send your comments after 9:30, we will not take them. Because by that time, I would have signed the copy of the report and submitted to Parliament. Yes, Wagan. Are you happy with that?
Thank you, Chair. In terms of content only, page 8.9, deliberation 9.2. It reads, the committee also agreed to recommend 10 names instead of 8. Fine, in order of preference, to cater for those candidates who would not be able to accept appointment by the president. Now, that is not the decision of the committee. The decision of the committee was to submit 8 names, or 10 names, thus, okay? With 10 being in no order of preference, and then two should one of those top 10 not come. So the order of preference should be removed there, as well as under 10.2, line 2, well, let me read it. If any of the above recommended candidates is not able to accept appointment as Commissioner for CGE by the President of the RSA, then in order
sorry
of preference...
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but God, imagine, because I said, I said, No.
But you can forward it to the
Chair, what we said is that there was going to be content now, but anything else after. This is one of the issues that our committee was, let me say, deliberating on. So it is
sorry, Chair, but as a Chair, I thought you got the power. Ukuthukwazi ukuthi mawubona ukuthi iphuma esandleni qonda ukuze next time sikwazi ukuphinda sikunominate. Please. Ayikho into emnandi ukuthi wenze umsebenzi usafresh nasemqondweni uye kahle. Asikwazi manje sesivumelana ngento. Phinde sibuyele emuva. Ngabe ngiyazi ukuthi mhlawumbe Tuesday sesibona ama-mistake, sesikwazi ukuthi hawa why ngenzanga kanjeni. Uma kuwa manje ngoba sesikhulumile saqeda, asincela bakithi sidlule. Hayi kabi, I'm not fighting to anybody, but kodwa nje to respect ama-rights abanye abantu.
Okay, ma'am, honorable ma'am, sorry.
The report, while the argument is going on, if I can help it, I'll leave my report with them, my correction.
Thank you, Chair. So those are just the two that I wanted to mention. Those weren't grammatical errors. Those were substantive issues that could affect the kind of report we submit, but it's been noted and it will be corrected to Kubile. In a previous meeting, when it came to when we were doing the shortlisting, I made a number of recommendations in that meeting that that aren't captured here. For example, I said in order for us to try and reduce time and to save money with all of these external verifications and vetting, that in the advertisement itself, it requires certified copies of qualification, and that...
What are you talking about now? Sorry.
I said we should
send... So, okay. Madam Chair, so...
Wait.
Chair, I...
You know what? Let me deal with this one that is agent. Né? Honorable members, we need to recommend... remember, there are commissioners who already... being terminated. So we must recommend three names from this that they must start with immediate effect. You know, those whose term of office lapsed on 30 December, now on 30 January, now on 30 March, those ones, as this committee, we must recommend which they must start with immediate effect. And then move on to say, the rest, they will come in as and when term yomunye no munye expire. You know, it because as we speak, it's CGE by now, it's yeah short. And then the last one, we must make MA recommendations. Let's see, who do we think must be the chairperson? Remember, we are making a recommendation. It's not a decision, ne? It's the president's prerogative which who becomes the chairperson. In terms of who becomes the part-time or full-time, I think let's leave it to the way they've indicated. I'm a commissioner, which is they want to be part-time or full-time. Maybe it's something that you can add, ne? A good report. Yeah, well, you must indicate... this one indicated. Oh no, it's fine. I get you are the one who can assist us. Yeah. I forgot even who said I want to be full time. Who said wants to be part time? Honorable Fanerverve, I think Senator Kovres, you are going to assist me, ne? Because I want to attend the meeting.
Yeah. Chairperson, you said we must recommend three people that could start immediately. And I think it's only fair that we pick the three that we all recommended, which was candidates 37, 13, and 15. Those were the three candidates that got all our votes. And so I think those are the three that we'll recommend to start immediately. They are the three that got all our votes. So it's candidates 37, 13, and 15.
Thank you, Honorable Fanner Merve. Anything that is left? Do you have any recommendation for the chairpersonship, Honorable Velma? Yeah, it's a vacant post. Do you have a recommendation? Who do you propose?
I want to say something before you do that.
Okay.
If we recommend these names to start with immediate effect, and then let's say maybe we want to recommend one of them to be the chair, it's going to be problematic because she can't start working, and then when all the others come in, she's then nominated again as
appointment to a chairperson is done by the president.
Yes.
So upper president appoint Umuntu to be the chairperson. It doesn't depend on other commissioners. It's not like the position of the deputy chairperson. That's why when we made my recommendations to say Mr. Sidiko must be the chairperson, but when it landed to a presidency, president appointed another person, not the one that we recommended. And then Bona as commissioners, they voted for deputy chairperson to be the deputy chairperson. That's the only difference.
thought it's guilty. That is not a problem, that one. Yeah. So we're agreeing. I'm rounding it up. We're agreeing that the ones that can start with immediate effect as per the list. Ne? It must, yeah.
On the president, on the chairperson's mm-hmm. post, okay. I'm checking with him and to say, is this our prerogative as the committee to recommend to the president?
Thanks, Chair. First, I was pointing out the issue of staggering appointments because there are vacancies which should be staggered. Then on the issue of chairpersonship, I think it is a progressive proposition to the president because there have been comments like the president hasn't interacted with the candidate, so the committee can assist in that. So it's not like what this committee proposes to the president becomes a directive, but it assists the president in making his decision. That has been suggested all along.
Honorable Van der Merwe, anything?
Can she say no? She doesn't have it.
The proposal of the chairperson,
right.
Dr.
Talim.
Yeah.
Mm. The proposal? Any seconda?
Can I make a proposal?
Okay.
Yeah. So, we all voted for candidates 37, 13, and 15, right? So it is Ms. Jennifer Smalt, Mr. Buerta,
yeah.
And as well as Klobata, Ms. Octavia Ntuli Klobata. And I think because they all got our vote as the top three, I think we should pick among them as the chairperson. And I feel, even though it's a commission for gender equality, I think a male chairperson would be a very powerful message. Because often when we talk about the issues of gender equality, it's often seen as women driving this issue. And therefore, I would propose that we nominate Mr. Mbuyiselo Buerta to chair the Commission for Gender Equality.
Yeah, I have a different view, né? Remember, ECGE was having a male chairperson for you remember? Mfanazelo, as we speak, yes, was replaced by Unare Manje, but Mfanazelo was in ECGE for almost two terms. So.
But I'm saying, in terms of Mr. Buerta,
if you have planned,
but I want to make a motivation for Mr. Buerta because Mr. Buerta has a proven track record. He has proven that he's really committed. When even now, when he's not a chairperson or even a commissioner of this commission, he's writing articles, he's appearing on the papers. So I'm just, or in the media. So I'm just making a plea that we consider him. I mean, and to be fair, there's three candidates that all of us rated highest, and that is Jennifer Smalt, Octavia Ntuli Klobatla, and Mr. Mbuyiselo Buerta. And because we are nominating them now to go to the commission immediately, I think it's prudent that we choose amongst those three for a chairperson because they'll start work immediately. There's an acting chairperson now. So even if we don't select Mr. Buerta, then maybe look towards Ms. Octavia Ntuli Klobatla. I would choose Mr. Buerta because he's got the experience, he's got the internal know-how and the track record.
Honorable Kaula, honorable story, and Marcela, and tell me why.
Ngibona ngesihlalo. How? I mean, ngikufrow. Yeah. Yeah. No, nami, chairperson, nami ngisekela honorable Lizel, because honorable lo, I mean, sir, oh no, pelu honorable mhlonishwa le, ubhoza vele yena nayo phezulu and kwesibili vese kakade uyawazi lo msebenzi and simisele umbone wenza asisho lababanye ukuthi ku wrong lebaba u3 but mina nami ngibe ngiseke ukuthi please ake sithi ake kube uyena aqhubeke. If phela no nami ngikhuluma kwami una uzophikisa ngesingawo ubhota bengibona mina kumbuyiselo efanele nami ngiyamseka ngiyabonga.
You know, if you were saying you are recommending him because of his experience and it's because of people who are living with disabilities, they've never been appointed to that position, I was going to understand. Because this thing of saying men, it's like CDE, it's only men who can lead it. To me, it doesn't gel well, you know? Yeah. So, but I'm disagreeing, I'm disagreeing that the chair should be a male. Yes. I don't have a problem with who else do you want there, but... I'm not voting for men.
But can I just correct that? Because it's wrong to say that I said because he's a male. I said to give, that it would be a powerful message that we also include male, because his argument was that men must be part of this journey, and that's what was his message. I'm not saying he can lead only because he's a male. That's wrong. I didn't make that argument. I said he spoke specifically of making men part of this journey of fighting for gender equality, but if it's not an accepted name, I don't have to go further on that, but I didn't say that only a man could lead. That's wrong.
Mark, sorry. Well, we'll see you lucky come. I care you are drawing names, ne? Mark, sorry. Yes, it's in the place. Mark, sorry. No, Bota is in the place. Bota is in the place. Doctor who? Talen is in the place. Bota is in the place. My story.
Chairperson, Mina, I think I disagree with I respect Porter, and I know that he works and he qualifies, but for the fact that we've had for two terms, I think now we can have another choice, and I would propose a different name amongst the three. Who Octavia? Who would he must propose Octavia, those who agree.
Octavia in the ballot box. Manolet.
No, Chairperson, I was also going to propose the name of...
I think maybe you think I don't exist here. You said I must speak after her. Now, I must wait until everybody is finished. No, it's not fair.
No, I'm coming to you.
No, but you recognize me.
Yeah, so,
no, yes.
Before sorry. Okay, Maluleka, I thought you were after Mabsori. Honorable
Maisela? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to go there. Sorry.
I don't have to be complaining all the time to speak. I've got the right to speak.
Usu wa tale move and now kakhulu ngabe usalile like Juzana.
Okay, I'm going to sit there.
Yes, please. Yes. Sorry, Dokotela. There's no way that I'll undermine you as my leader. No. Usu wa tale move. Sorry.
It's not correct for you to you disagree with whatever he said here. Yours is to make sure we make our input, then you throw in your thing. The way you're conducting this is going to cause problems. It's not procedural.
Okay. My right?
Yeah, it's your right, but your right is not being abrogated by you summing up after everybody has made their contribution. But to say, no, I don't agree with that, and then you say next and next, what are we going to do? We must argue with you now.
Yeah, you must argue.
No, we don't
you
have to argue with you. You are sharing.
A meeting is meant for people to convince each other.
Yeah, but then
if you're not convincing me, that means ke I will not agree.
I can't talk.
Please, they're motivated. I said because of the three further motivated.
Listen.
And I kept quiet. And I said another name.
No.
He said that procedurally wrong.
Okay. I speak again, honorable members.
No.
Can I get a name?
Yeah.
Man, a standard.
Okay.
You didn't want to deliberate on the report.
Okay.
Because we wanted to save time. So please, ne? No, 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 no. I'm calling for names now.
I'm still on the floor. No? I'm still on the
floor. Yeah, I'm
okay,
calling
fine.
For names.
What I'm saying is that there are three names, okay, which we said they qualify. And we are not going to say this one, this one. Let's send those names to the president because this, we said they must start acting immediately, I mean, be absorbed. So if we send these three names, at least he's got the right to choose among the three names. That's my contribution. Thank you. There's nothing wrong with that.
Honorable Tembo, you want to speak?
I'll take whatever the
Maluleka.
Chairperson, I would like to second what Honorable Maisela was saying, that because we said the three names must start immediately, we recommended three names. So I would say we just recommend to the President that within those three names, he will choose the chairperson.
There are two motions. Which one do we take? There were names that were proposed. And then there's a motion, Dr. Maisela. Which one do we support? Umam Story, she has already... yes. Let's get the people who propose names to withdraw and agree if we don't agree.
Okay, seeing as we're free for all, yes, I support Ndate's proposal. Seeing as we're not using...
And me too. Chairperson. And yes, my love. And me too. I withdraw the supporter Ulo Kozana U honor myself the three names. Submit now.
Honorable Story, you withdraw official.
Yeah.
When's the coffee?
No, I withdraw, you know, and concur with the idea, honorable myself.
Honorable Tembawayo.
I also withdraw, Chair.
Honorable Fanero Merve.
Yes, I withdraw and I support the proposal that we offered the top three names that all of us agreed upon as our candidates for chairpersonship.
I don't know if I had the mic on before, but after Makula withdrew, then I supported Dr. Maisel, Honorable Dr. Maisela's proposal. Thank you.
What, Honorable Seke?
Thanks, Chair. I also support the proposal, Dr. Maisela, to say the President will
honorable
within the three names.
Honorable Standa.
Thank you, Chair. I we are on the same wavelength. I support exactly what the Honourable Member has proposed.
I think we are done with the names, ne? The first three, those are the ones that we are recommending that they must start with immediate effect. And then what was the next item with regards to elocution? The proposals. Are we done with all the proposals? Yes. Amen. Are you satisfied? Because yes. You were the one. You are satisfied. Okay. Honorable Standa.
Chairperson, I was on the floor making recommendations to the report. Now, you've made the comment that I didn't even want to deliberate on the report. What I wanted us to do is to focus on the content and any substantive additions or changes to the thing and then leave the editing. So that doesn't mean that now I cannot make the recommendations that I want.
No, make your recommendation.
Thank you.
No, let's say make the recommendation. I agree, we're finalizing. Make your recommendation.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the issue with the advertisements. was to save time and money for future commissions. Getting qualifications vetted and all of those things, it costs money and it takes time. So if someone submits a certified copy of their ID, their qualifications, those kinds of things, it will reduce time. Also that the shortlisting should be conducted once the date for applications has closed and the public participation process has closed. Instead of waiting for the vetting and the security clearance, the shortlisting can be done based on the information submitted by the candidates and the public input, the shortlisting done, and then those shortlisted names be sent to state security and to HR for the final vetting, because then it will be so much quicker and so much cheaper. I mean, if we compare 88 names to 24 that were shortlisted, it's like a quarter of the cost and the time that could have. So I did make that recommendation in that shortlisting meeting. There were a few other recommendations in that meeting that weren't objected to in that meeting, but I did not find them in the report. Other than those substantive inputs about the preference and these other recommendations, the editing, as agreed, can be done by these very competent ladies.
Okay. I thought the other recommendation that we agreed to, that we're going to put in our report, is the issue of fingerprints. Ne?
Yes.
Remember that we candidates were asked to submit original fingerprints after our advert was out, and which it was costly for candidates. So I think those things must be only. And what else? There was something else that I remembered. Have we adopted all our minutes, Nelis? So what is going to happen? So today we are adopting the report, ne? So the minutes?
Ngesihle ngemvume yakho bese ngakwazi ukuthi siwa adopt Tuesday, next week Tuesday, ama minutes. Yes.
Which minutes are left? Because khona ama minutes so adopt a meeting. Yeah. Yeah. Asaphethanga la ama minutes. You don't have them when I Nelis. What is the process of parliament?
No, I don't think adopting our minutes on Tuesday is going to be a problem, because it's got no bearing on the report. The report has now been adopted with changes. If we adopt our minutes on Tuesday morning, in terms of the rules of parliament, there's no problem as I see it.
Okay. Yeah, Chair.
Chair, in terms of the latest ATC, where we requested extension of the House, the Parliament agreed that the committee should finalise its report by the 15th of March. That means that the term of the committee ends on the 15th of March. If we're saying then we adopted the following week.
Chairperson, then the minutes that we must approve must be circulated with the report tomorrow morning, and if members are, because I mean we don't have copies of the minutes now to look at, so tomorrow morning when the report is circulated, it's circulated with the minutes. If members have got problems with the minutes or the report, they'll give their feedback as you stipulated before 9:30, and that is the only way we can make inputs at this stage, because we don't have copies to consider at the moment. So that would be my suggestion.
And Honourable Stander, what do I say? Hey, Nelis, for now.
Um, Yeah, and Madam Chair, I just want to we've clarified the issue of the chairperson, but the full time and part time. As far as I'm aware, we were supposed to recommend full time and part time, and that is a substantive issue that's more than just editing. And for that, we would need to see the applications, the candidates, what they indicated on their application, and then have a look at the composition of the. But this is what I was saying earlier, you see. So this is also something that I believe we are to do, Chair.
Honorable Story.
Chairperson, I don't know, man. I thought I heard something that was reported here about what Umasika is mentioning right now, and we agreed to say yes. They said, you have done little by good. It's on. I can't fit, but I next form. I am saying, I think the officials said something about this. They reported that the issue, they are dealing with it, or they have dealt with it. Can they clarify really? But we are chanting now, going backward and forward. We won't finish. I think really it's just unfair to us.
Why can't we leave that to the president to decide? Because remember, obviously, they must apply to president. I'm talking about the issue of whether part-time or full-time. Why can't we leave it to the presidency to decide? Because anyway, they are the ones who decide who is full-time, who is part-time.
And just remember, Chair, amongst the list that she presented to us, there was only one person who had indicated they wanted to be part-time. So all of the others, our 9 out of our 10 had recommended that they or had asked that they be considered for full time. So if we, so to find that little one out of the 10 that wants to be part time is going to be a pointless exercise because all of them have asked to be full time. So we should leave it as is.
That's why I'm saying this because all of them wanted to be full time. Herman. What is your advice?
Thanks, Chair. In my recollection, as initially we had 6 vacancies for full-time and 2 for part-time, but the deputy chair applied for a conversion, so which leaves the vacancies to 5 for full-time. Then means 3 should be part-time. Then they have to fill the vacancies. So to say this is the discretion, currently the composition is short of 3, so which means of the 3, one was full both was full-time, and but I was also part-time, although I seem not to be sure of that, then which means of the 3, probably one has to be full-time. That is the conundrum.
Okay, let's agree, that the deputy chair must be full-time. It's fine. Then we have, because she has applied already, and we recommended last time that she must be full-time. And then the first, the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 positions on it. As Salai, out of the 6, if the deputy chair is awarded to be full-time, then that means we are left with 5.
Yes.
So let's take our first 5 to be full-time. Yeah. Live is fair. My angel is fair. Ne? Are you agreeing with me, honourable members? Okay. And then, Neliso, we must deal with the issue. Yama minutes. Go to what do we do? Because this is our last meeting. Because those minutes, we adopted how many? Sashia 2. Still 1 or 2. Hmm. 22 and 23. Yeah, I know. There are only 2 minutes that we not adopted. You don't have the copy, Jila. No computer, because that thing we can do it fast. Ne? We can do it fast. Only 2. Yeah. We can do it fast. Yes. Well, next Tuesday, so it's a study level. So it's a valid. So it's a valid. So it's a valid. So eh? Oh, can I get a mover for the adoption of the report with the amendments? Yes. Funer Merve. Second, second. Terry Stander.
Olo Chair, it'll have to be minuted that we reserve our rights on this report.
Why is the very right now? Oh, okay. Honorable Timbalayo?
Support.
EFF support. EFF support the report. Oh, okay. Nyaguf. ANC?
We support the report, Chairperson.
IFP? Supported the report.
The Inkatha Freedom Party supports this report.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, support. ANC.
I was going to say, with the amendments that you are going to be made, if we don't, then we are not procedural.
I'm sure. Intercimele manje kuthi we are waiting the minutes. Because they are here, go laptop.
May I just report to you guys, you are very happy here because there is electricity. In Acacia Park, no lights. No, the lights.
Hey, where's our supper?
The lights will be back on in Acacia Park in 30 minutes, so you'll arrive there just on time.
No,
like, look at the bright side. You don't have to get home.
Where is she? Oh, no.
So just a little bit and then go. Just a bit.
Present. Funda la pito ni speech already to Zangi 22 senses captured logo report. Then to Zangi, you know, who have captured them good report. They are here. The only thing is formally to go to we are adopting the report. Isho, minutes.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah.
Mamelan, konanzo adopt my minutes.
All the minutes of the 22, the 23 are captured in the report, and 19 and 26 February are captured all in the report. I think members can then adopt
Asibonise abantu beba attending meeting. Wayigijima nje yasuka yagijima into.
Sibone?
Abantu bekhona. Maisela was there, Nivoke, Strachan, Noseke, Marop, Kaula was there, Iman, Sheik was there, Tanda, apologies, Lolizel, apologies. So, Seke, Maisela, Velma, and Kaula, they are the ones who can adopt the report, the minutes. What were the issues? What were the issues?
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. I second.
Rachen is spelled wrong, ne? Must be corrected.
Yeah, Ash.
And my name is C N Daba. It's not N C.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think we have corrected. Are you satisfied?
Yeah.
The surname.
Yeah.
Okay. Kaula, you seconded, ne?
Yeah, okay, seconded.
No, we can't object. You were not there. Which one? The others, we adopted them. In the meeting. Fella, we set meetings before you came. You attended after. Yeah, you were not there. Yeah. CN Daba. I'm not NC. I'm CN.
Seconded.
Why when I you were there, when Google. Oh, yo. So you can't object here because the following week you were there. Yeah. So there's no way that you can object. Yeah. So the minutes are objected. No. You don't write any objection of the DA. Terry was not there. Ne? So, yeah, we're adopting our minutes. She was not there. Can I get a mover? Thank you very much, Kaula. And when the book on it now.
Why would I still be?
Putin. Well, second. Oh, Kaula, be a second one. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. You didn't take your time.
Want to check in the minute of Tuesday, Wednesday. And today's
12th
today.
Yeah.
We haven't done them.
So what about it?
Tuesday. We finish at around 11. Pre-interview and the deliberation today. Mm-hmm.
I can get a move of the minutes for the 12th. Honorable Funer Memre is moving. Honorable Tseke is seconding for the 12th. Né? And for the 13th, Honorable Kaula.
Yeah, second.
Honorable Kaula is moving for the adoption of the minutes of today.
Oh, that thing is
of yesterday, ne?
Yeah, move.
And Mom Story is seconding. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes of today?
Yes.
Honorable Tembewayo, and then the seconder? Honorable Velma. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.